Welcome to another episode of Being Black 2020. I'm your co-founder and CEO of the Being Black 2020 podcast and wellness initiative, Haru Anu, also known as Joshua X. And today's episode will be about simple. I repeat, today's episode will be about simple. First and foremost, I want to thank you all for being a part of the Being Black 2020 podcast and wellness initiative, always looking to invigorate and find balance and create a more stable balance between your mental health, gaining more growth in your life, whatever aspect you choose to take from this podcast. I just want to thank you for being a part of the family. Every bit of support, every payment that you use on the website, every view that you look at on the business pages go towards a foundation to help people progress. So thank you all for being a part of this family. It means more than you know. So let's get into it. Simple. What do I mean by simple, family? So first and foremost, when it comes to mental health, we always have to look at the basic necessities. What do we need for the basic necessities to be at a point of balance and to remain and to keep that balance in a amicable state? So first and foremost, we have to look at what suits our individual needs, what suits our individual desires. Once we do that, that's our observations phase. When you're in your observation phase, it is very important that you take a non-biased approach. That means you don't get emotionally tied to things while you're observing. You just look at it on the aspect if this is bringing you some type of emotion, if it's bringing you some type of sadness, if you lose tangible things, if you lose intangible things. Look, observe how you flow, how your energy flows through different situations and different moments. That is the observational phase. Once you do the observational phase, it is very important that you gather all that information and then now you're acting on it. So now is the accountability phase at the observation phase. Now you have to be accountable for what you've seen. So now that you've seen your energy and how it flows naturally through certain moments, now you have to curve those moments to fit your goals. It's very simple. Very simple. Curve those moments to fit your goals. So if you know you shouldn't be in a certain moment or situation, remove yourself. Very simple. We're going to talk about this. Today, the podcast is called Simple because a lot of these processes get complicated through our reluctancy, through emotional attachments, through vulnerabilities. And that's what complicates a lot of our progress. So looking forward, we're going to observe and then be accountable. So what do you do after you observe and then you be accountable? Moving forward after you do your accountability, now it's responsibility. Now you're accountable for your ability, but now you have to respond to your ability. So now you're perpetuating what you've already learned. You're putting in constant motion what you've already prepared yourself for. And that's very important because a lot of us, we do things and we don't have a foresight of why we're doing them. We work jobs for 10, 15 years, don't know why. We buy clothes, go to movies, and put ourselves in events and things that we don't know why we're there. And we get lost in the moment. And a lot of us are lost in the moment from moments, way moments ago. And if you ever want to get a recollection of something like this, you ever seen somebody that still has that Jerry curl from the 80s? You ever seen somebody who still wears their hair and their style like they did in high school? Their whole style is still like high schoolers. A lot of people are stuck in moments where they could have chose to do things simply and move on and move amicably in progress in their life. But however, they chose to complicate things and stay stuck in a rut, stay stuck in a zone where it doesn't grow progress. It doesn't perceive fruit. It doesn't. If they're stuck on a tree, it doesn't bear fruit. And like I say, it's very easy to do this. So don't just act like, okay, all these people are crazy. No, these people have complicated things by what? by ignoring their accountability, by not having any responsibility, by not observing themselves. These three simple things can cause you to stay in ruts, can cause you to have a destructive pattern, can cause you to lose and lose and lose. It's very simple, fam. Very simple. We complicate things because a lot of us, and this even I fell victim to, a lot of us want reasons to fail. A lot of us don't want to succeed. And succeed is on a self level. But a lot of us are scared of having that accountability. Because once we have that accountability, people are going to know that we're talented. People are going to know that we're intelligent. People are going to know and expect us to be intelligent. People are going to expect us to be talented. That expectation scares because you have to keep it flowing. Oh, you started a business. How was it in 5 years? Oh, you starting to, you know, become more sociable. How are you going, your social skills are going to be in the next 5 years? What are you going to do and take this and do with it? What are you going to run? How are you going to run this? How are you going to promote this? How are you going to evolve this? A lot of things don't move in amicable directions because they have no direction. Because the simplest part of the processes were overlooked because of emotion, desire, greed. Nothing that led to the initial point that started the whole endeavor. See, a lot of us don't know what simple is because a lot of us don't know what we want. We don't know what we want. I talk to people every day. I want to be rich. I want to be wealthy. I want to be famous. I want to be. And it's baffling when you ask the question right after that. Oh, what are you going to do with your money? What are you going to do with your new acclaimed fame? What are you going to do with it? Oh, yeah, I'm going to buy a Benz. I'm going to buy a mansion. Buy my mama a house. Buy my mama a crib. It's kind of cliche, generic, right? Your mom's staying in the house now. What's wrong with that one? So, we actually perpetuate the ignorance that we plague ourselves with. We actually enable the destructive programming by not observing our function in it. We don't build each other up is because we're not observing how we're connected. It's simple. All of these things I've told you today are simple, fam. We haven't gotten into metaphysics. We haven't gotten into alchemy. We haven't gotten into the occult sciences. We haven't gotten into any of this. We're just talking about simple responsibility, observation, and accountability. Things that, on the very basic level, create the character and the energy that you put out into this physical plane. Now, a lot of us are going to take this information, this knowledge, and procure it and push themselves with a newfound strength. And to those that do that, I provoke you to even go even farther and create a system that relies on you to push yourself forward so that your observation skills are sharp, your accountability is progressing, and your responsibility is at a level where people around you can grow from. These are very important, family, when we talk about mental health, because mental illness plagues this earth. It plagues us. We sit around and talk like everybody's fine and everything's fine, but the people that are on TV, they're sick. The people that are in these movies are sick. The people that are on these TV shows are sick. The people that write these laws are sick. The people that own these companies and these Fortune 500 companies are sick. The people that work at these companies are sick. The people that manage these companies are sick. The people in the hospitals are sick. The people being born in the hospital are sick. Sickness plagues us. Famine is among us. 50% of the animals that were alive 70 years ago aren't now. We killed off 50% of the animal population in 70 years. Now, that's a simple statistic for a real simple problem. What's the problem? We're not observing. We don't observe how we interact with the environment. We don't observe how we live and what we put in our bodies, how we treat the animals around us, how we treat the people around us, what we do to the earth. We don't observe that. Because if we did, we would have more accountability amongst ourselves instead of blaming a government. Or started blaming a cabal that already has had control for over 400 years and don't look like they're going to relinquish any. However, we're going to pant and pander at them until they relinquish resources. Oh, please, please, elitists, we know you own everything, but could you please spare some more water and bread? Learning history will have you laughing all day because it's the simple ignorance that repeats itself. When the French asked Maria Antoinette, the people are starving, they have no bread, and she said, let them eat cake. That same mentality breeds ignorance, docile, and stagnation till this day. We rather, instead of stand on our legs, stand on our feet, we rather cry on our butts, sitting down like children, like baby lambs for the slaughter. Well, I'm telling you, family, from an ex-lamb, from someone who's seen the slaughter happen, that it's simple. It's very simple how you avoid this slaughter. It's a very simple process on how you free yourself. First, you observe what's going on. What is the slaughter? Who is the black sheep? Who are all the black sheep leading the other lambs to the slaughter? Because you always have to realize there's black sheep every time there's a slaughter. Because the black sheep lead the other lambs, the involuntary lambs, to the slaughter. Secondly, accountability. You have to account for what you can and will do. And third, responsibility. You have to respond every time you feel that account. So, first and foremost, family, I want you to take these simple things and I want these things to provoke you to do what you do. So, like always, family, go to the Being Black 2020 websites. Well, the website or the business pages. And that's the TikTok, Snapchat, Instagram, or Facebook is Being Black 2020. Message us. We will always message back within an hour. Or go to the website at www.thebeingblack2020.com, where we have new candles, manifestation candles, sweet potato pie candles. We have hair oils, the only hair oil of that kind on the market is a natural hair oil with oils that awaken chakras. Nothing like it exists. So you can look, you can find, but you will never see another hair oil like that. So if you want to support and be a part of the the herbal community that we provide, please go to www.thebeingblack2020.com and we will service all your needs. Thank you and peace and Hotep family.